I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Georgia Secretary of State's office held a public demonstration yesterday with companies hoping to replace Georgia's aging voting machines. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from Atlanta.
Lawmakers, elections officials, and members of the public all got to test different machines and ways to count votes. They range from touchscreens and barcodes to old-fashioned hand-marked paper ballots. Marilyn Marks is the head of the nonprofit Coalition for Good Governance. She worries that many of the companies brought systems that were more complicated and expensive than Georgia needs and hopes the state picks hand-marked paper ballots.
All of them have the capability to read hand-marked paper ballots. But what I fear is that what's being shown here today, pushed here today, is mainly a very complex, unverifiable system.
A voting commission meets one final time next week before recommending a new voting system to lawmakers. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Atlanta-based Coca-Cola yesterday announced that it has completed the $4.9 billion purchase of Costa Limited, the world's second biggest coffee chain. Costa, which was founded in London in 1971, has more than 2,400 stores in the United Kingdom alone. The Costa purchase is the largest acquisition to date in Coca-Cola's history. Well, experts say a new right whale calf is a glimmer of hope for the critically endangered species. Observers spotted the calf December 28th off the coast of Florida. It's the first sighting this season. Georgia Department of Natural Resources biologist Clay George tells the Savannah Morning News they're watching to see if the whales rebound this year. Right whales usually have their babies off the Georgia and Florida coasts from about December to April, but last year no calves were seen. An estimated 410 right whales remain. George says researchers will need to see a lot more calves to consider this season a success. The 2018 shrimping season officially ended this week. GPB's Cindy Hill explains.
By law, shrimping season ends on New Year's Eve, but wildlife officials can extend it if the shrimp are large enough. Carolyn Belcher manages Georgia's marine fisheries. She says the decision to close is based on how many shrimp it takes to make a pound.
The higher number per pound indicates obviously more animals in a container, which means that they would be smaller sized. So that was what we based our closure on for the end of December.
The annual closure allows the shrimp population to remain healthy and grow before the season reopens in early summer. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
Animal rights group PETA is using an incident prior to the Sugar Bowl as part of a call to end the use of live animals as sports mascots. Before Tuesday's game, the University of Texas mascot, a 1,700-pound longhorn steer, knocked down a barricade and moved aggressively toward the bulldog, which is the University of Georgia's mascot. A PETA spokeswoman says both schools should retire the animals and use costumed human mascots instead. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks will face the Bucks in Milwaukee tonight. Tip-off for tonight's game set for 8:30 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, @GPBNews.